This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
There's no way you should be where you are right now except it was for the Lord. There's no way you're supposed to have what you have right now except Jesus got involved in that thing. There's no way that you can be free from the shame and the guilt and the condemnation that you thought you would have, but the Holy Ghost started working on the inside of you. And here you are today giving thanks that I'm not what I used to be. I may not be what I want to be, but at least I'm not what I used to be.
Dallas, Texas, in Chicago, Illinois. Creflo Dollar presents Change Experience 2020. Are you ready for your change? Don't miss this free event, April 24th at 7 p.m. in Dallas, Texas, and June 12th at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 7 p.m. in Chicago, Illinois. You don't want to miss these spectacular events. Seats are limited. Don't delay. Go online and register now.
I want to share some things with you I feel you can take with you throughout the day, and it'll be a blessing to your life. I want to talk to you about living the grateful life. It's not just, you know, a cliche or something. It's just something that really so powerful that happens when you live this life. You know, when we give God our thanks and praise the way the Bible tells us, we release supernatural authority over whatever situation we are facing. And God knows that some of you have faced a lot of different situations so far. And yet, biblical Thanksgiving is not just a worldly holiday tradition or a religious activity, but rather it's an everyday spiritual tool that we can use to stay on top and defeat the devil. Thanksgiving is what frees us from stress and the pressures while God is getting personally involved on our behalf. And when we are grateful, and when we are thankful Christians, powerful supernatural forces from heaven are unleashed that cause things to work for us the way that they should. You know, one of the things that's very tempting, and we've got to be very careful not to do and allow ourselves to get there, is that when things are not working the way that they should work in our lives, sometimes there's a temptation to sink into self-pity. And I want you to know you can do that. But if you allow yourself to sink into self-pity, you miss out on what's on the other side of all of the attacks that come your way. I thought it would be awesome for us to get together this morning so that whatever may be working right in your life, you can be thankful for it. Whatever may not be working right now, you can be thankful that God's got a way out of that thing. And it's just something about coming together and leaning on one another so that we won't yield to that self-pity, because when you yield to self-pity, you open the door for the enemy to come in and just try to destroy your life. Don't allow one day to mess up your whole year.
Amen.
You know, it's just one day, praise the Lord. And we're thanking God for this particular day, but so many people allow the pressures of this one day, or things didn't work out one day, or who showed up or who didn't show up for this one day, or what got cooked and what didn't get cooked for one day. Turn your neighbor and say, chill. Because we are not here celebrating us. We're not here celebrating you. We want to turn the attention where it really belongs. We want to turn the attention to the Lord Jesus Christ, where we can focus on Jesus Christ, and you can start when your eyes opened.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that I can see another day.
Amen.
You want to focus on Jesus Christ, who allowed you to here's what we used to say in the Baptist church. He allows you to wake up in your right mind. Oh, come on, somebody. Still having use of your limbs. Amen. Still being able to see. You can start off with small things, but when you don't have the use of those so-called small things, they all of a sudden become very big things. Amen. And so it's the attitude of just being grateful. It's the attitude of being grateful for first of all, you know, you and your relationship with God. And how can God use you on this day to share with other people what He shares with you? Amen. This day of staying away from self-pity, staying away from, you know, allowing your emotions to govern your day. Amen. Don't do that. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will, come on, rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. Amen. And so be glad today. Be glad today. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. And I want to show you that there's a tremendous amount of power that God intends on releasing in and for our lives if we won't neglect Thanksgiving. If we won't forget to be thankful. If we don't allow ourselves, you know, in Malachi, I believe it's chapter 2, they were judged because they didn't give thanks. Thank God we're not under that, amen? Amen. But look what he says. I'd like to see this in the King James and then the Amplified. He says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What an odd thing to say. He said, in everything, give thanks. Not, he didn't say give thanks for everything. Don't thank God because you ain't got no gas. Don't thank God because you just got beat up by your husband. That's not what he said. He said there is such a power invested in the sacrifice of thanksgiving that he said, do it in everything, no matter what it is. When it's good, in that, give him thanks. When it's a little interesting, in that, give him thanks. When you don't even know what's going on, pause and give him thanks. Now look what he says in the Amplified. He says, thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be. And you know, we all have different kinds of circumstances. We've gathered here this morning, and there are lots of circumstances that are represented in this room. There are financial circumstances, there are physical circumstances, circumstances with your health, relationship, circumstances with your relationship, and all kinds of circumstances. And I am saying, pause. What Taffy just said, Selah. And just thank God. For what? Thank Him for the other side of whatever you may be going through. Thank Him for the answer. Thank Him for the good part of whatever you may be going through. I tell you, it's an anointing. He said, no matter what the circumstances may be thankful and give thanks. So not only to give God thanks, but be thankful. Be thankful for where you are right now. Be thankful for what you have right now. Be thankful for the job you have or the one you're getting ready to get right now. And if you can't find nothing else to be thankful for, be thankful that you have a God that sits high and looks low. Amen? Amen. Be thankful and give thanks, for this is a powerful statement. It's the will of God for you. It's the will of God for you who are in Christ Jesus. Those who are born again, it's the will of God. It's the will of God that you give thanks. It's the will of God that this is not, just a once in a year thing. We live a thankful life because thankful Christians are going to be fruitful Christians. And you have a father who wants his children to be fruitful. But it's difficult to be fruitful if you don't respect being content. We got to learn how to be content. There's a profit that comes from being content. Yeah, maybe things are not exactly like you want it. And maybe it didn't work out exactly like you wanted it to work out. But thank God, I am going to be content where I am. I am going to learn how to be thankful where I am. There's something about learning how to be content where you are right now before you'll see progress for where you want to be. Amen. But there's nothing that happens when you open your mouth and allow a bad, negative emotion to move you into a place of not being grateful. And most of the time, we get to that place of not being grateful when we start comparing ourselves amongst ourselves. When we start comparing what you have with what somebody else have, when you start comparing somebody's family with your family, when you even start comparing a commercial, a public commercial where everybody at the table having dinner and everything together, oh, that ain't me. When you do that, all of a sudden you lose contentment and you become ungrateful and you start complaining about what you have and where you are. So you don't drive a Mercedes. So you're driving a 1975 Honda, but that Honda hadn't let you down that one day. And one of the things you got to be careful is when you start, you know, being critical and ungrateful for what you already have. I mean, God has done something for you. You need to be appreciative of what He has done for you and in your life. But when you start comparing, you start belittling the blessings of God in your life. I said, when you start comparing, you start belittling the blessings that God has given you in your life. So everybody always thinks they have it worse off than somebody else, until you can get in somebody else's shoes. Oh, you think I wish I could be them, until you get in their shoes. It's either it's a smile and put paint on the face and come to church and look happy. Some of them folks would trade their mansion to be a part of your 1,000 square foot house where they can come together and be rich in the love of family. Some of you rich and don't even know you are, because you only think rich pertains to money. But I'm telling you to be rich in love and rich in joy and rich in fellowship and rich in all of these things that we seem to neglect. I am saying this is the day that we want to show thanksgiving to Jesus. Amen. For allowing us to live this life. I'm grateful for my life. I never thought I would even have a time where I would see any joy in cooking. But this might be my fifth year cooking my Thanksgiving meal. And I'm not cooking for who come. I cook a feast every year. I don't care who come, don't come. Because Friday is leftover Friday. Well, they didn't eat all the ham. Well, it's ham sandwiches Friday and Saturday. You got to learn how to be thankful for the small things in your life. And I tell you, that's how you get promoted to the big thing. But God wants you to be thankful all the way up. Every step you take, be thankful for. So you got to start where you are, being thankful. And then there's another step, being thankful. And then there's another step, being thankful. And there's another step, being thankful. And in one of those steps, you're just going to have to break down and just cry. Lord, you just don't know. I'm so doggone blessed. And then nobody understands your tears but you and God. Because there's no way you should be where you are right now except it was for the Lord. There's no way you're supposed to have what you have right now except Jesus got involved in that thing. There's no way that you can be free from the shame and the guilt and the condemnation that you thought you would have, but the Holy Ghost started working on the inside of you. And here you are today giving thanks that I'm not what I used to be. I may not be what I want to be, but at least I'm not what I used to be. Thank you, Jesus. That's His will. That's His will. Somebody says, well, I don't know what the will of God is for my life. That's because you're not abiding in the very plainly stated will of God for your life. Be thankful. Sometimes you get so frustrated looking for what you're supposed to do, you're just not thankful for where you are right now. Amen. 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 I'm thankful. I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful that I can wake up in the morning and see my best friend right there next to me. Hallelujah. I wouldn't be right if it weren't for her. I wouldn't be right. I'd probably have to resign from pastoring because I'd be moody all the time. But she wake up in the morning. I still don't know how she do this. She wake up in the morning and she's still halfway asleep and can figure out how to smile and say, all right, lift your hands up. Or she can sense I'm getting ready to complain. She says, ha, 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 don't say it, don't say it. So She's adventurous. She's always got something working on the inside of her that's going to probably make me so nervous because I don't know about all that. I came from College Park. We stay to ourselves. We stay in a house. We stay on our street. We'll be doing all that stuff, right? We're riding in submarines and all that. We don't do that. Somebody said, should I look for somebody just like me? No. Look for somebody that can add a little flavor to your life. And listen, and when you notice the flavor, give God some thanks for the flavor that it had in your life. Now, sometimes flavor will clash. Sometimes it'll mix and it'll taste good, but sometimes it don't work. Amen. That don't mean you give up on the flavor. No, you just move some stuff. Take the pepper out, replace that with some sea salt, go around a little bit, keep tasting. Because you know, good cooking is it's always about seasoning. You understand what I'm saying? I like people who cook with love. I don't like people who be throwing stuff in there and just throw stuff on the top. Cook with love. My wife asked me last night, she said, why you rub your chicken like that? I said, I'm loving on this thing. After I put the seasoning and the marinade, I like the love on it. She said, thank you, baby, for cooking with love. I said, amen, praise the Lord. Some of y'all looking around like, baby, do you cook with love? Amen. Now, so that's the will of God for us. Begin to practice that.
Amen.
Begin to walk in that. Use today as an opportunity to say, you know what, I'm going to be more conscious and more aware of taking the time to just be thankful where. And sometimes we're so... You know, we're focused on moving ahead and not being grateful for just where I am. And I believe the gratitude and the thanksgiving is what prepares the next steps in your life. So if you've been wondering, where are the next steps in my life? Let's start with being gracious. Let's start with being thankful. Let's start with the will of God for your life. And I believe that in the year of 2020, that's the year of clarity. I believe that all things are going to be made clear to you on exactly what you need to do, how you need to do it, when you need to do it, how you need to do it, and all is well with you. Amen? All right, let's go to this next scripture, Luke chapter 17, verse 13 through 19. This is very interesting here because Lord, I wrote so fast, I don't even know if it's a 17 or a 7. Let's see. Yeah, this is it. And they lifted up their voices, and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, now this is a story about these guys who had leprosy. And at that time, you know, they didn't have any cure for that. And so they heard about Jesus and healing power in his life. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, underline, and as they went, they were cleansed. As they went, they were cleansed. I believe the Lord is going to begin to speak some things to you, and as you go. See, sometimes we just sit still in fear, not wanting to move, because we're not sure exactly where it's going to end up. But sometimes things happen as you go. Hallelujah. I believe tonight, today, as you came to church, some stuff was happening. Praise the Lord. So you can sit and worry, but you can also just move, just begin to step out. And as they went, they were cleansed. All right, now watch this next verse. He says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, one of them, he turned back. One turned back. And with a loud voice, he glorified God. Amen. I imagine it sounds like a Baptist glorifying God. Thank you! Probably not, but that's... And verse 16, now watch this. And he fell down on his face. Wow, has God ever done something to you so amazing that it caused you to just fall down? Yes. Fell down on his face. Oh, yeah, I heard that. He said, that's pretty awesome. I just asked that question, has God ever done anything for you that caused you to fall down? And some of you said yes, but some of you said no. get ready. He's about to do some things in your life that's going to cause you to lose your balance. Well, I felt that thing. Oh, you better be careful where you are. I don't know where you're going to be at, but God will do some stuff that'll cause you, that'll rock you. You'll be standing up there and running to it. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. I received that in the name of Jesus. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. Giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Now watch this in verse 17. And Jesus answering and said, excuse me, but were there not 10? How come you the only one came back? Were there not 10? He said, where are the 9? Turn your neighbor and say, mm-hmm. All right, now watch this. There are not found that return to give God glory or thanks except this stranger. Now, remember I said to you, wherever there's thanksgiving, there's going to be fruitfulness and manifestation. Verse 19. And he said unto him, arise. Now, that word arise means to change your posture and your position. Arise, go your way. Your faith has made thee, watch this, whole. Everybody say whole. Now, you've got to understand about leprosy in those days. Even in India at times, if, you know, they had some more back in the day than today, but still some exists. Leprosy, where you would go to some of the leprosy colonies, and they would be missing fingers and limbs. And the infection caused them to miss out on some things. So they were healed of leprosy, which means leprosy stopped. It stopped. Couldn't mess with them no more. But this one guy didn't stop. He showed gratitude. Amen. And Jesus said, oh, for you, be made, watch this, whole. That meant that if there were fingers missing, they had to grow back. Because you're not whole if there's something missing. My question to you this morning, you hear I say that morning, not morning, morning. My question to you is, what is missing in your life? And the way you deal with what's missing in your life is you do and you check out what this guy did. He gave glory to God. He gave thanksgiving to God. And Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. What was he saying? The way you responded in thanksgiving has restored whatever was missing in your life. So if there's anything broken and if there's anything missing in your life, I'm advising you this morning to give God the glory and to give God thanksgiving, and he will restore whatever's missing and whatever's broken in your life. Somebody shout, restore! Thank you. That's why you thank him in the middle of a hard time. Wholeness comes. That's why you thank him when things aren't going right. Wholeness comes. That's why you thank him when you don't have enough money to pay the rent. Wholeness comes. You're not going to know this until you practice it. You're not going to know this. It may have to just seep out your mouth. Thank you. You might have tears in your eyes. Thank you. You may be packing, don't know where you're going. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for wholeness. Thank you that there's a way going to happen. And then one day, you're going to have that lose your balance experience. Well, God going to show up and literally rock your world. I dare you to lift your hands up and give him thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wholeness, wholeness, wholeness. That's Thanksgiving connected with your faith. Wholeness, wholeness. There's Thanksgiving connected with your faith. The most miraculous service we'll have every year will be a time where we'll begin to execute the will of God. Come on, give the Lord a big hand clap. Praise Him for that. Praise Him for that. Praise Him for that. Praise Him for that.
It's time to consider a new formula for success. It's called grace-based success, which is the God kind of success. It is time for you to discover God's path to supernatural progress.
Satan has been defeated and Jesus is Lord. And I'm going to show you today how to keep him under, how to keep him whooped.
But after listening to Pastor Dallas' teaching, I've been able to stand firm on his word and as a result see restoration and favor.
You can also receive today's full message for only $7. Or for $35, the Trusting God for Your Success bundle is designed to help you understand God's will for your life. This bundle includes the three-message series, Trusting God for Your Success, the Grace for Transformation mini book, and the Power of Grace-Based Prayers companion book. Don't delay. Order today or call the number on the screen for more information at CrefloDollarMinistries.org.
This is an awesome experience.
We are a team.
It's amazing.
You've not been called to be ordinary, but extraordinary.
Ladies, are you ready to find your worth? Join us at the 2020 Worth Radical Women's Conference, March 19th through the 21st at World Changers Church International, and learn just how valuable you are.
Once you find out your worth, you will stop giving out discounts.
Join Taffy Dollar, Creflo Dollar, Sarah Jakes Roberts, D.D. Freeman, and special musical guests Todd Delaney, Miranda Curtis, and Demita Chandler.
Mark my words, this is going to be epic.
Join us for three life-changing days at the 2020 Radical Women's Conference, March 19th through the 21st. Reserve your seat today at taffydollar.org or text RADICAL to 51555.
There are so many needs in the body of Christ today. We need to learn to pray. Now, prayer cannot be a simple Christian word that we just say. No, prayer is so serious. Prayer is what this ministry was built on. Prayer changes things. This is not just some catchy religious cliche. It's the way we communicate with God and learn to stop stressing over all the drama and issues in our lives. Instead of stressing and worrying, we give them to God and let Him show us how to work it all out. Call for prayer today.
Whatever you need today, no matter how big or small, bring it before the Lord in prayer. You may request prayer today by phoning in or posting your prayer request online at CrefloDollarMinistries.org. Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.